92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Green Bay continues to mourn Wisconsin native Alex Preddy. Connie Feldman takes us there.
A memorial to Alex Preddy outside his alma mater, Green Bay's Preble High School, got a new addition, a banner signed by fellow Hornets, offering messages of sympathy and support.
Following the death of Alex Preddy, we really, the community struggled so much to accept this loss and to process these emotions. And I think that myself and my friend really just found that it was very, very important for us to allow people to have an outlet to express their emotions.
Deanna Wozniak is a senior at Preble. She and fellow senior Elania Mitchell came up with the idea for the banner. Wozniak tells us it's a way to give voice to so many emotions that have been swirling among her classmates this past week, following Preddy's death at the hands of federal officers in Minneapolis last weekend.
I cried. I cried. It was a lot of, there's a lot of sadness and confusion, but mostly it's a lot of anger to know that this is something that is happening. It has happened. Of course, it is happening in Minnesota, but it is all over the country. And to see it, I feel like this truly just brought it home for me, for so many kids here at this school. It brought this story home and this tragedy home.
Mitchell joined Wozniak just after lunch on Friday. Together, the two braved the still lingering bitter cold to add some warmth from and for the Preble community in Green Bay. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
Decisions from Congress on health care are now hitting Wisconsin families hard. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed by Congress last year included major reductions in federal Medicaid, with new provisions that could put about 306 people in Sawyer County at high risk of losing health insurance coverage, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. In Kenosha County, that number rises to nearly 2,000. At the same time, enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits expired at the end of the year, causing insurance premiums to skyrocket for many Wisconsin families. Senator Tammy Baldwin excoriated rising costs in a press call on Wednesday, hosted by Opportunity Wisconsin. She called on Republicans in Congress to take action and hosted Wisconsinites facing rising cuts. Joe Selsky, a firefighter from Kenosha, says his family relies on Wisconsin's Medicaid program to afford care for his son, who has a rare condition. He says without Katie Beckett Medicaid, which is for children under 18 with long-term disabilities or complex medical needs, they would not be able to afford their son's treatment.
I really think that Congress needs to take action and reverse those cuts immediately and restore health care for those Wisconsinites that are losing it.
Emma Widmar from Mount Pleasant, who lives with multiple chronic conditions, relies on Medicaid-funded services for daily care.
And if Medicaid didn't have my back, I wouldn't be able to afford the health care costs that keep me alive.
Dr. Abigail Lanoux is an emergency physician in Chippewa Falls and says rural hospitals and the healthcare system are at risk.
Healthcare premiums are going to go up everywhere, not just for people on the ACA plans.
According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, nearly 290,000 Wisconsinites enrolled in ACA marketplace coverage in 2026.
That's Maddie Schaefer reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keene. Wisconsin families who use Food Share will soon have new rules on what they can buy. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that blocks the program from covering candy and soda. That deal also adds $72 million in state money and more staff at the Department of Health Services. Evers says the extra funding will help protect families and taxpayers from bigger costs that are tied to recent federal changes. One of the people charged in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu in Marathon County is asking a judge for changes before his trial. Jesse Vang filed 3 motions in court yesterday, asking to move the trial and to keep some of the evidence out. Elijah disappeared from Two Rivers in early 2024 and was found dead months later. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, both face felony charges, including child abuse and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond, and a hearing is set for May. As the weather starts to warm up, a Wisconsin medical facility is trying to track ticks again. The Marshall Field Clinic Research Institute is kicking off its annual tick inventory via Citizen Science Project. Now, this is the third year of the project through which people can send any ticks they come across to researchers. It's meant to help track the spread of the insects and determine risk factors for tick-borne illnesses. Officials say nearly 6,000 ticks were collected in each of the first 2 years of the project. Brewers fans headed to American Family Field for opening day can expect two things, traffic and new food. The DOT is working with the team to alert drivers about road work near the stadium. Once inside, fans will find new vendors offering items like barbecue, nachos on a stick, mac and cheese, waffles, deep fried Kringle, and cream puffs. The Brewers say it's all part of giving fans more reasons to come early and stay late. The season starts Thursday against the White Sox. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 win over the Reds last night in an exhibition game. Home runs by Bryce Terang and William Contreras. Manager Pat Murphy on the value of these two warm-up games at AmFam Field before opening day Thursday.
Anytime you get to go play baseball against an opponent, you get that opportunity to get that rhythm going, you know, and get your eyes set.
The Badgers women's hockey team back in Madison after winning the national championship again. Head coach Mark Johnson.
It's been a challenging year for a lot of different reasons, but they stuck together. I don't think a lot of us and a lot of you thought Claire Unright was going to get our game-winning goal, but that shows what type of team and how well they connected.
NBA, the Bucks got blown out again last night in L.A., losing to the Clippers 129-96.
This team hasn't had a losing season in 10 years. You haven't had one in almost 20.
Is that right? I didn't even know that. Jeez. Well, we're going to have one this year.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to around 37 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and even warmer with a high right around 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.